Now can you please take roll?
Commissioner Bahura?
Present.
Commissioner Cugini?
Present.
Chair Pro Tem Ikwitz?
Here.
Chairman Johnson?
Here.
Commissioner Payakapong?
I am here.
Thank you.
All right, we will now move on to the approval of the minutes of the July 2021 Traffic Commission meeting minutes. I know I just have one quick item, but does anybody else have anything to bring up for the minutes? I noticed on the minutes on page 2, Mr. Zura's name is spelled wrong towards the bottom. That's the only thing that I saw. It's Zura's, so the Z and the S are reversed. So that's the only correction. Other than that, that's the only thing. So I can, there's no other corrections. I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve and file.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Can you please do a roll call vote?
Thank you. Commissioner Bahura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Ikwitz?
I'm going to abstain. I don't believe I was here for that meeting.
Thank you. Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Payakapong?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 yeses, 1 abstention. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move on to public comments. I will open it up to public comments. Did we receive any public comments?
None.
Perfect. Seeing none, I will then close the public comments. We do not have any new business, so we'll move on to old business, the housing element update. Mr. Farnsworth, can you please give the update, please?
Thank you very much, Chair Johnson and members of the Traffic Commission. Ms. Garcia, if you can pull up the display, well, I've got a brief presentation that I'll share this evening. Is that all come up on your screen, sir? Okay, perfect. New system, just making sure it's working right. So it's a pleasure to be back here in front of the Traffic Commission again. We were last in front of you and virtually in April of this year. Wanted to just provide a brief overview of all the public outreach efforts that the city has been doing over the last year or so related to the housing element update. I'm not going to walk through every single one of these, but just goes to show that we truly have been going through a lot of effort to reach out to the public and get their feedback on this housing element. So this update will be added to our next list for when we get back to the Planning Commission for their consideration of this. So let me just walk through just a couple things. I think we've talked about this briefly before, but these were kind of the guiding principles in putting this housing sites inventory together that I'll show on the next slide. This is what we received based on feedback from the public, from the Planning Commission, from the Council, and feedback that we received when we came to the Traffic Commission as well. Again, I'm not going to walk through every single one of these points, but I did want to bring up just one. There was a big push for us to pursue this the state-owned property, which is out in Coal Canyon. There's a large parcel that's out there that the state owns that we thought, oh, well, maybe the state will help us with reaching our housing obligations that they have put on us by providing their property, or at least a portion of their property, to assist in that effort. We reached out to them, and the state has said that they're not interested in participating with that parcel. So there are some environmental constraints on that parcel, but we were hopeful that they might be able to look beyond that and become a partner with us in this housing crisis, but they were not interested. So the parcel I was referring to real quickly really truly is way over here. Is my mouse? Yeah, the mouse shows up on there. So it's this piece over at the far end of the city, far east side of the city, and they weren't interested in participating with that parcel. So this map shows all the sites that have been identified. This draft plan has been submitted up to the state for their review and consideration. There's a 60-day review that they have. They are nearing completion of their review, and then they'll send their comments back to us. And there'll be some back and forth dialogue that's within that 60-day window where we can make revisions to the plan. And hopefully within that 60-day window, we can get their preliminary buy-off on the plan. So if you included in your packet, I'm not going to go through all of the sites, but we included all of those in your packet if you're interested in any of those particular sites and how they how we've identified that they might fit into the plan. One of the big things that I think I would like to emphasize here is that we are doing all the outreach that we can to make sure that these property owners are on board with this concept. We've heard from most of them, and most of them are supportive. Anyone who said they're not supportive, we've taken them off of the list. So just to give you a feel for how this lays out, this chart right here shows Arena. I'll just walk through it real quickly, but this top line right here shows our Arena allocation that was provided to us by the state. This is our obligation broken down into the various income categories. This next section here shows projects that are already zoned to allow for housing to be built and the different densities or the different categories that we would fit these in. And then we come up with a shortfall after that. And this shortfall we anticipate will be able to be accommodated through several different methods. The two big methods that we're looking, or the three big methods that we're looking at is essentially three housing overlay zones. One would be an affordable housing overlay zone that allows for a base zone with a housing opportunity overlay on top of it. The base zone would essentially allow for up to, say, 20 units to the acre to be built on that by right without any sort of affordability required. And then the affordable overlay zone would essentially allow for them to go up to 35 units to the acre with a requirement that they provide a certain level of affordability. The details of that are still in the works. We have 3 years to actually come up with the zoning strategies, but that's the general concept. The second concept is a mixed-use housing overlay that could be placed over certain commercial areas that would allow for either a vertical or horizontally mixed-use type of development. Still, again, working the details of that. And then a congregational lands overlay zone, which would essentially be sort of a mixed-use overlay zone on church sites that would allow for churches to build housing on their properties. So this just kind of breaks down how we see those units that we're obligated to meet, how we're claiming credit from HCD in order to meet our housing obligation. You will see that the total number exceeds the total number that we're required to provide. And the reason for that is that there needs to be a buffer that's built in there because some of these projects won't develop at full density. And there are state laws that require that you have sufficient capacity at all times through the housing cycle to meet your Arena obligations. So we've built that buffer into there. We also think HCD may throw some sites out, so we'll see. And then finally, just where we're at in the process, like I mentioned, we are in this 60-day review period with HCD. It's a public review period as well, so the public is able to comment and send their thoughts up to HCD as well. And we're hoping that by that 60-day review will end towards the end of October. So I anticipate that once we finish that, we'll be hopefully coming back through public hearing process, and then we'll have the fun of taking that through the Measure B process as well. So that's essentially what I wanted to share as far as our update this evening. Again, the staff report contains a whole lot more information. But with that, I'm happy to entertain any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions from any commissioners? Commissioner Eckwitz?
Let me get this thing on. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Farnsworth. I appreciate that. You mentioned Measure B, and I'm trying to remember. It was a handful of years ago. Was that the measure that was passed by the people in Yorba Linda that put rezone projects up for a public vote? Is that correct?
That's correct. So Measure B was passed in 2006 by the voters.
Okay.
And we've been through that process one time as a city. Measures H and I, if you recall from the last housing element cycle, both included a total of about 14 properties that were rezoned during the last housing element cycle, and it was successful in getting the public to support that.
So these projects would also trigger that Measure B vote?
Most of them will, yes.
And will you be able to, thank you very much, this helps a lot. Will they also be, will they be bundled together then? And they're not, the look on your face is interesting. Are you then bundling a handful of projects together? Will they be done individually? How does that work?
This is a great strategic question that we're still trying to figure out the best way to do this. On the one hand, bundling them all together makes it, I think, from my perspective, much easier for the public to understand the full extent of what's being requested. When you start parsing it out into different requests, especially with the approaches of these overlay zones we're taking this time around, it can get very confusing to the public to understand what it is that they're voting on when it's, you know, these are complicated issues that we're working with. And I don't mean to discount the public's ability to understand it all, but it just, they're complex. And so on the one hand, if you lump it all together, you may get one property that sours the package for everything. But on the other hand, if you separate it out, it may be confusing enough that it's hard to really understand which one I'm voting on and which one I'm not supportive of. And so we're trying to figure out the best way to take that forward, given those sensitivities. So we'll be working with the city manager and probably even seeking direction from council on how they want to proceed with that.
Okay, thank you. One more question regarding that. Would each of these projects, I don't remember all of them either, but on your map, a couple of slides back, if you go back, each of those green parcels then would trigger that Measure B?
Most of these parcels would trigger Measure Bs.
Okay, you don't have to go through them. I understand. That's fine. That just answers my question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all, but
most. And the Measure B is an up or down vote. It's a yes or no, correct?
Correct.
51%? Either way?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Farnsworth. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Commissioner Behara?
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Farnsworth, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that even if it's voted down, you know, we still have to meet these obligations one way or the other.
Correct.
So how do you reconcile those two things? I mean,
so this is another great question that we've actually posed to the state. What do we do if we take this to the voters and they say no? And the state told us, well, then you have to take it back to them again. And we said, okay, well, what if we take it to them again and they say no again? And the state said, well, gosh, we don't know what you do at that point. So we're kind of getting into uncharted territory with some of this. The state, you know, could potentially come in and usurp local land use authority. They could file it over to the Attorney General's office to file a claim against the city. They could fine the city. There are penalties that are in place that the state can impose, and we'll try and make that part of our public outreach as we do this to let the public know that if you don't like the local plan that we're proposing, there are consequences for not supporting this.
And thank you. That was going to be my second point. I think the public needs to know what happens if they vote it down, that we might get something that's not to our liking, and that these were vetted through city officials, and this is the best we could come up with. I think that would probably go better.
Yeah, I would agree. And this is why we've tried to involve the public as much as we can, so that this is a local housing plan that's involved and included the public to the best of extent possible, rather than having the state come in and say, all right, then here's our state plan for the city.
Once these are approved, let's say they are, do they trigger, and I'm not as familiar with that planning side of things, do they trigger an EIR as a whole, or do they only come up as a project as each project goes?
We will be preparing an EIR that covers the extent of all these rezoning efforts.
Okay. I think those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Payakabong, do you have any questions?
I have no questions left this time.
Thank you. Commissioner Cugini?
No questions.
Thank you. I do have a couple questions. I know you're going to love my question, Nate. How does Senate Bill 9 and 10 affect the RENA numbers, especially with Measure B?
So this is a great question that we're still trying to understand the details of both of those bills. So Senate Bill 9, let me just give a brief overview of Senate Bill 9. That essentially eliminates single-family zoning. It essentially says that all single-family zoned properties can allow for two units to be built on the property, and then you can add in the ability to still build an ADU and a JADU on the property. It also allows for what are called urban lot splits, where you can essentially subdivide a single-family property into essentially two similarly sized parcels by right. And so there are a number of situations where you can't do it. We're still looking into what those details are. The state did allow for the city to put in some objective zoning development standards related to those. So we're looking into those things. Essentially, I think SB 9 could in some ways help the city with reaching its RENA targets by creating all this additional realistic development capacity throughout the city. Now, whether you support Senate Bill 9 or not, it does create additional zoning capacity within the city. So we think that there is opportunity to ask the state for a certain allocation of SB 9 units that would be created, just like we're asking for a number of ADUs to be created. And again, we're not proposing, I want to make sure even if the public is listening in here, that asking for credit doesn't translate into that's how many units are going to be built. It's simply, it's demonstrating here is a realistic development capacity that exists that we're going to claim credit for, and whether it gets built or not is not the city's responsibility. Senate Bill 10, essentially what that does is it allows for the city to rezone property at 10 units to the acre, and from what I understand, it circumvents Measure B. It essentially says even if you have a voter initiative on the books, you can upzone to 10 units to the acre without going through that voter initiative process. I don't know that the city council is going to be supportive of circumventing Measure B. I don't think that they will be, but that's a policy decision for them to make. But I think that from my experience, this council is supportive of that voter initiative that the residents put together, and I would be surprised if they decided to go that route. But that's certainly something, an approach that they could do.
Thank you for that. And then I do have a couple more questions. In the past, how has, and I think you may have answered this last time, how has the Traffic Commission played in when, you know, during these cycles? Does, you know, the Traffic Commission come in or potentially come in during the EIR or what?
Yeah, I think we'll involve the Traffic Commission during the EIR phase of things, because that's when we'll really get into the nitty-gritty details of, you know, the traffic impacts of each of these different studies. That EIR will contain a very detailed traffic study that goes along with it. So I think you'll play a big role in that part of things. And I think it's important to recognize that most of these sites are going to be required to be rezoned to allow for development by right. So the EIR is going to be the phase where we'll be able to analyze the traffic impacts. Once it's been approved, we're really just looking at design review for these projects that come in.
Thank you. And then I just have one more question. I did go through all the parcels available. For the Al Trudy site, the properties that are marked in red, have those already been acquired by the city?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just want a clarification on that.
Yeah, the city's holding those parcels until the rezone happens, at which point Orange Housing will come in, and I think we have an agreement with them that once the rezone happens, they'll come in and develop it, and there'll be transfer of ownership over to them.
Perfect. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Commissioner Cugini?
Yeah, one more I just thought about. In the guiding principles from the beginning, it said one of the things was try to split the the housing east and west, you know, try to divide the affordable housing sites. Mm-hmm. What is considered east and west? Is there a dividing line in the city?
No. I think some people certainly have in their minds what's considered west side and what's considered east side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It tends to be, you know, the original older part of Yorba Linda versus, you know, some of the newer developments that have come in. So the challenge with the east side is that we have so much topographical constraints that are out there,
yeah,
that it looks like there's all this land that's available out there, but there's really not. And we have identified several sites on the east side. We were hoping the state would participate with a large parcel on the east side, but they said no. So, but where that dividing line is,
okay,
probably to each.
So it's kind of wishful thinking that we kind of try, because if you look at it, but I think what stood out with me was that a lot of the sites were on the west side because that's where a lot of the churches are.
This is true also.
And that's where a lot of the housing is going to end up, is on these large church sites that are out there. So
yeah, that's a valid observation.
Yeah. Okay.
More flat land.
And exactly, and more developable land. So, okay.
Commissioner Quetz, do you have another question?
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
All right, if there are no more questions, I will take any motion to receive and file, or do we not need to do that?
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Will the Traffic Commission Secretary please take roll? I roll call vote.
Commissioner Verhura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Quetz?
Yes.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Priyakapan?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Farnsworth. We will now move on to informational items. Item 3, the La Palma Avenue Improvements Feasibility Study Update.
Chairman Johnson and members of Traffic Commission, staff would like to give an update on the feasibility study. Staff issued an RP request for proposals on September 13th, and we invited four consulting firms who are on our on-call bench. And the due dates for the proposals are October the 8th, which will be a Friday. And so after that, after we get proposals, we will evaluate. We'll pick the most qualified firm to get them started on the development of the feasibility studies. And basically, we're asking them to provide up to 5 alternatives, including the 2 alternatives that was presented previously. And they will also include a future traffic forecast. They will also conduct some simulation analysis along Gibson Canyon from the 91 Freeway Bridge interchange to back to La Palma and all the way back to where we have the queue started today. So that's probably at least 6 months process or plus more. And we will ask them to come to this commission to present their preliminary result when available. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Cugini. Verhura. I'm off today.
question, would it be helpful, you think, if they came to the commission before they started to know some of our concerns so they can address it?
Sure, we can definitely do that if that's what this commission would like to.
I just want to see how you guys help.
I would like that personally. Commissioners?
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, just so they can get an idea of what we're searching for, so they, when they do the study, we don't go back and find this. It's better to know ahead.
Sure.
Thank you.
Commissioner Payakabon?
I have no question.
Thank you. Commissioner Cugini?
Just one quick question. Are we going to factor in this more in-depth study, are we going to be looking at the freeway ramp meter too and the constraint that presents?
Correct.
On
yes.
The whole overall? Okay, good. Yeah.
Commissioner Quitz? I just have one. Are we also going to include feedback from the residents in the area?
Yes. We included some outreach effort in addition to the online survey or social media, we ask them to include up to 2 outreach meetings.
Perfect, thank you. And then 6-month process date, is that from the due date of October 8th or?
Well, after that, we need to evaluate the proposal, and then we need maybe a couple of weeks to decide who's the best firm to do the work. And then they need to kind of, you know, get into this, they understand the scope. So they need to come back with this. We present them with what we think needs to be included, but I believe they have their ideas, no one needs to be included. So by the time they are ready, that'll be the time we come back to this body and to present and then receive your input.
Perfect, thank you very much. If there are no other questions, I will entertain a motion to, any motion.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Will the Traffic Commission Secretary please take a roll call vote?
Thank you. Commissioner Bahura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Quitz?
Yes.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Poyakopon?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 4, the July 2021 traffic reports. That's an accident. Do any of the commissioners have any comments on this? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion for this to receive and file.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Do you have a second?
Sure.
Will the Traffic Commission Secretary please take a roll call vote?
Thank you. Commissioner Bahura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Quitz?
Yes.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Poyakopon?
Yeah.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 5, August 2021, traffic report statistics and accidents. Do any commissioners have any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, I will entertain a motion to receive and file.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to receive and file the August 2021 traffic reports, statistics, and accidents.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Will the Traffic Commission Secretary please take a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bahura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Quitz?
Yes.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Poyakopon?
Yeah.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess now there's no commissioner items, so we'll move on to commissioner comments. Commissioner Payakpong, do you want to go first?
I have no comments.
Thank you. Commissioner Bahura?
I had a question. Tony, the construction, I have not been there in the last week, in front of on Fairmont and in front of the that church.
There, Fairmont that, Connector?
Yeah, the connector. Is that over? Mm-hmm. Is it done or is it still going on?
Commissioner Bahura, it's still going on. They're in the final stages of striping and signing, and in conjunction with our paving project as well.
Okay, my reason I'm asking is the temporary timing was not good. It was the southbound green, the through was, or even the left was getting a double face, whereas the northbound was getting a, so every two of the southbound was getting one of the north. And this was backing up traffic quite a bit all the way to La Palma.
Sorry.
And people were running the light the last time I saw. I should have called right away, but I was going out of town, so.
May I clarify, you saying when you say southbound, you mean southbound on Fairmont at La Palma or southbound at Connector?
At the Connector, at the
so
right
Connector
there.
Southbound at Esperanza?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the church is, you know, to the church entrance is to
right
the.
Here, right.
Yeah, the church. Yeah, the entrance is right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
Let me see.
On Esperanza, you said back up.
But you said back up to La Palma.
Okay, let me see.
So this is the Fairmont.
Okay, and where's La Palma?
La Palma is over here.
Yeah, there we go.
Over here.
So it would be, it would be right there, yes, right here.
Oh, okay. So at Fairmont Connector
and
Fairmont Boulevard.
Yeah, they're coming south, and they're making this left, and they were getting double.
Backing up.
Yeah,
here.
It was double. They were getting twice the phases, twice the demand, and this one was getting single demand.
Okay.
And there were, there's a little big pavement missing there, and people were driving through there trying to get.
Right, because as you know, the detectors are damaged. So, like you said, it's temporary timing.
Mm-hmm.
We can reach out to the county at least.
Yeah, we can look at it.
What time period was it?
It was early PM peak.
Okay.
Thank you. Commissioner Cugini?
Hold on. There we go. Okay. Two things going back to that. So, I'm assuming they're going to do a restripe on Esperanza Road when they get closer to the completion of the construction, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, including the area in the county unincorporated island down there.
They're waiting on the pavement and they'll do the restripe.
Okay. Are they going to do a pavement overlay first and then for the whole roadway, or are they just going to do restripe over the existing?
They should be everywhere that they're doing. They should either be the slurry or the overlay.
Okay, so there should be hopefully a uniform instead of the patchwork that's out there right now.
Yeah.
That's very confusing.
Yeah. I know in our area they're doing that for sure, at least within our city limits.
Okay.
So.
And then I'm assuming that they're going to put some sort of, maybe, I'm not sure if they're going to put a right turn in to go up Fairland from Esperanza westbound.
Up Fairland?
Up Fairland, yeah. So they left enough room over there. They moved the island over there by the bus stop, the bus pad they put in.
Yeah.
Because because the traffic's so backed up, people are trying to drive. Luckily, they've got the cones out there, but people are driving through the cones even sometimes to get through there.
I know I've gotten a couple of complaints myself about that.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few emails.
Yeah. So.
Would it be helpful for you guys to see, like, if we get a copy of the plans just so you can see the final layout?
I would love to see the final layout.
Why don't we get that from the county and then?
Yeah.
We'll do that, and then we'll send it out to you.
Okay.
So at least you'll see the final configuration.
Okay, so you just send us a striping plan?
Yeah. That probably would be the most helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
can do that.
Yes. How are we going to lay this out? Second issue, I did inquire with Tony Mr. Wang regarding the Planning Commission minutes, and I appreciate getting those every twice a month because they meet a lot more than we do. I mean, we've been lucky to get a meeting every 3 or 4 months sometimes, or even 6 months. But that's okay. That's fine. But I appreciate getting those. I did notice something. They were the Planning Commission was reviewing a proposal to put a recycling site on the Costco property, which from the outside sounds pretty good, but then when you start thinking about it, And they noticed a lot of traffic and parking problems. Well, the Traffic Commission is tasked with looking at parking and traffic problems within the city limits. But that item never came to the Traffic Commission. And so I guess my question is this: what triggers, especially when the Planning Commission members are saying they have concerns about traffic, parking, circulation, this is on a private site. This is on the Costco property. What would trigger that to get the Traffic Commission involved, or if we would even get involved because it's on private property?
If I may, like what I sent you, the duty of the Traffic Commission,
yes.
That triggers if a project meets any of the criteria that would trigger the requirement for the project to be sent to the Traffic Commission for review and input before the project was brought to Planning Commission's review. Or the other way around, if the project that goes to Planning Commission, if the Planning Commission wish to receive input from the Traffic Commission first before they start reviewing it, they could send the item back to the Traffic Commission.
Hmm.
So because the Traffic Commission is only the advisory commission, to the Planning Commission and also to the City Council.
So, like, for example, in that instance, if they would have, because typically a lot of the developments by right, you know, nothing would trigger the actual, like, traffic impact study or any type of traffic reports that may come to the Traffic Commission. Like to Tony's point, if it's that huge of a concern, either from the commissioners, I think staff would either let us know, and, you know, if it's something that warrants any type of, you know, decision from that end, we would either bring it to you or, like Tony mentioned, the Planning Commission can always kick it back. But we can't require that it goes, unless the Planning Commission already has concerns or residents have a high likelihood of concern or things like that, then that's something, you know, we can definitely bring for consideration. Because at that point, it probably has reached council, you know, like there's residents out there that are already concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they got concerns because several of the, when I was reading through the minutes, mm-hmm. I was like going, oh, okay. They all mentioned circulation parking. I guess there was an approved location to the back of the site where it was previously approved by the city to go back there, but now the Costco management doesn't want it in the back. They want it up in the front where all the traffic is, and so it's creating issues. So, you know, I just read that thing, and I'm going like, why didn't this come to the Traffic Commission? You know, why didn't the Traffic Commission get brought into the discussion on this? Especially when it's going to be controversial, where it's going to be turned down. I think it would be something where we probably want to make sure that, as some people would say, we want to have all our ducks in a row. And so, not saying that, you know, it should come over to us. I'm not saying you've got to, you know, obviously the current rules are, the current city policy is that, you know, it only goes in these circumstances. But, you know, maybe on a situation like this, maybe we need to relook at the rules and see if there's any changes that need to be made in the rules so that, you know, that we do have that consideration when these issues kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, kind of sneak up on us. Because it sounded like you already had an approved location on site, but like I said, Costco management didn't want that site. They wanted to get it changed, and that's what triggered all the controversy.
At that point in time, my guess is if that approved location was during the development time period, in hindsight, what probably should have happened if there was a traffic concern on where the location of the site was at that time, the condition should have probably read, shall be changed without, it should be changed with, in conjunction with Traffic Commission approval of the approved site, something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
That would trigger it to just automatically come back at that time of the development approval.
Uh-huh.
For that instance, if there was already an approved site on there.
Okay. Well, I guess it's more kind of surprised me when I was reading all this stuff, and it was like, you know, where's the Traffic Commission in this discussion? They're not there. You know,
we can look to see the Costco one.
No.
I don't think that, yeah, it didn't come to our time. It could have been, I don't know the extent of the comments, but from that end, so we can look into that to see.
Yeah, there was at least, I think, I don't have the minutes with me there. I have thrown the recycling bin already. But when I was looking at them, I remember at least two, and one of them was our old friend Shavinder. He's over there now, and he was making those same concerns. And, you know, I don't want to – obviously, I'm not here to tell the Planning Commission what to do. Obviously, that's not our job. Our job is to look at the traffic issues. But when the Planning Commission's got traffic issues and the Traffic Commission's not being considered – is not being brought into that conversation, it does – raise my eyebrow a little bit and saying, okay, why not? You know, and is the mechanism there to allow for that in the process? I know you sent me that the city policy, I think it was, what, 2008 when it was approved?
I believe so, probably around that time for the Traffic Commission.
Yeah.
I think it was 2008, sometime. So it was at least more than 10 years ago, probably, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. You know, I know age doesn't trigger it, but does a situation trigger it where maybe we need to relook at it and say, is this policy still accurate, or is this policy still applicable, or do we need to make some changes to it? Does it address the concerns?
be happy to look at language. I'm just trying to think through by right, kind of putting ourselves on the other side too as an applicant.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say what because there's certain triggers that trigger people into trigger applicants into performing traffic impact studies. And for them to go to, you know, any commissions of, you know, like it costs money for them and the process and things like that. So we just have to make sure that we're justified in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to planning commission staff, like our planning staff, and then see kind of, and then we'll listen in on the tape to see kind of what happened at that meeting just to understand that. But that's probably where we'll have to balance that out.
Mm-hmm.
From the applicant side as well, and then, of course, bringing it to your guys' to the Traffic Commission's attention as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take a look at the wording in the Traffic Commission duties, and also take a look at
mm-hmm.
what's currently, you know, in place.
So. One more question based upon what one of your comments you made. For it to come to the Traffic Commission, does it need to go through a traffic impact analysis?
Not necessarily.
No, I think if it's by recommendation, like if, just say hypothetically at that meeting,
mm-hmm.
If there were, that's why I'm going back, like if, you know, if a project typically goes to Planning Commission, you know, for a lot of different reasons, if it was a really big traffic concern, then one of the traffic commissioners should say that, you know, hey, I recommend that we get the opinion of the traffic commission and get their, you know, their feedback on this, and we don't approve this until, you know, or, you know, whatever sequencing it is, you know, or before council approval, it has to go to traffic commission. Otherwise, it's got to come back to us for planning, you know, some type of modified condition of approval or recommendation. Then it can come to us, regardless of the fact if it had originally triggered a traffic impact study.
Okay.
So.
Well, you mean the one of the planning commission, not you said traffic commission, but you mean one of the planning commissioners could recommend that it comes over to the traffic commission?
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah.
But
okay. You said the traffic commission could
sorry.
Recommend it comes to traffic commission.
Sorry.
But yeah, I understood exactly, so I just want to clarify that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a quick comment with Commissioner Cugini's comments and also Mr. Wang's. I was on the Planning Commission for a handful of years, and what Mr. Wang and Ms. Lai were saying is absolutely true. This is something that I experienced a handful of times, especially if it was a hotly contested issue where you had a lot of people out in the and a lot of members of the public who came to speak on an issue, and they're concerned about the traffic, and it was common for one of the commissioners to say, okay, you know what, we've satisfied everything else, looks like traffic is a big issue, tell you what, let's
mm-hmm.
pump the brakes on this, let's put this on pause, we'll send it over to the Traffic Commission, let them look at it, and then bring it back, and okay, next issue. And so that was not uncommon. In fact, that may have happened. I'm not sure. Mr. Wang may remember, but that may have happened when they put in the gas station. The gas station was a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
also the Heritage Oak Elementary School.
Heritage Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much. So it's not uncommon. But it's very common when there's a bunch of angry people sitting out there for one of the guys or one of the people to say, you know what, let's hold off on this. We can't answer those traffic questions. That's not our
mm-hmm.
not our area of expertise. Let's send it over there. So that does happen. So just to back you up.
And Commissioner Behara, do you have a comment?
Just a straight request. Could you check to see what happened to that issue and let
yes.
us know?
We
That's
can
it.
Do that.
That's
yeah,
it.
We can do that.
Chair Pro Tem Quetz?
I have nothing else. Thank you. Oh, no, I do have a question since we're still here. Sorry to run up the clock. Just a personal note. I saw on the minutes that you sat in on the Citizen of the Year. Did you already do that?
Yes, we did. We did this past Monday.
And have they notified the Citizen of the Year yet? Or are they?
I don't know.
Okay, but you know who it is.
I do, yes.
Okay. Just I did it a handful of times, and it's a great experience.
It was awesome.
And I'm jealous of your opportunity there. It is just such a neat opportunity. It's such a neat thing to hear of all the cool things that people do in town.
That's exactly what I told them.
Yeah.
You feel proud sitting there that there's so many people contributing to the city, and you don't know anything about them because they're not doing it for glory or just they're just serving. This is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so cool. And on a personal note, my mother was selected as Citizen of the Year a handful of years ago, so
I'm
very, very pleased about that. I don't know what year it was now, but it was a bunch of years ago. One of the big highlights of her time. So anyway, I'm jealous of you being able to do it.
One thing on that is that when I was sitting in your seat, and that whole issue came up, it was told to me by one of our previous members that it was customary for the chairman of the traffic commission for that year to sit on the committee. And that's the reason why I made the recommendation this time, because I did it last time, you got to do it this time. So I think that really is the way it should be handled, is whoever's sitting in the chairman's seat should be the representative from the traffic commission to help make that selection. And I got to do it, and it was a fun experience. I mean, obviously, now did you guys do it in person or did you guys do it virtually?
We did it in person.
See, now you guys got to go, and they kept saying, yeah, you get to go out and they take up the black gold.
Black gold, yeah.
And feed you dinner, and then you'd make, the art is all an hour-long meeting, and that was it.
Yeah.
So. For last year. So, yeah. But you got to
rip off.
He's the gavel.
Stupid COVID.
He's the gavel. He gets to go out to dinner.
Stupid COVID. Yeah. That's a COVID rip off, man.
Exactly. I got kind of dipped on my chairmanship.
COVID rip off.
Well, I guess we just have to get you a chair next time, right?
Well, let's put it this way. I know we have many other very qualified candidates for that job.
Definitely.
Yes. Very many qualified candidates. So.
I'm done. Thank you.
I'm done, too.
Thank you. And, yes, I will definitely start off my comments by just thanking my commissioner colleagues for that opportunity. It actually was definitely a great opportunity. We were actually there for a little over 2 hours. This is actually the most nominations I think the city has gotten in a very long time. And so it took forever because there were so many good qualified candidates. I'm surprised it didn't go more than 2 hours. It was definitely a great experience. So thank you for that. And then also I just kind of want to add to what Commissioner Cugini was talking about for the Planning Commission items. I'm also kind of surprised that some of the items on the Planning Commission hasn't come to the Task Commission. I know. It's been several months, but there was a church being talked about going in, I think, on Los Angeles Street and Imperial Highway. Mm-hmm. So, and churches in Yorba Linda have a history of drawing traffic to them. So I was just kind of surprised that it didn't come to the Traffic Commission first. And I know there was discussion about having, I think there was a line of sight issue possibly on that. It would be nice if, I know there are the policies in place, but it would be nice if some of those items do come to the Traffic Commission. I think it would make everyone feel better if it was possible.
Yeah, so. We'll definitely look into that if it makes sense, like if it's maybe a church of a certain size, things like that. It's like I mentioned, it's a balance of, you do sometimes have residents that are concerned over a line of sight. Does the line of sight trigger it coming to traffic commission or not? Is that, it's balancing that out because
right.
The applicant will then say, why did I go and not this? So we'll have to make sure that whatever language is proposed is very clear. Because I think as, Commissioner Brenner may know, if you put traffic effect study, 99 trips, they will do their darndest to go to 98,
right.
As the trigger. So, if you put a number on there or put some type of specific criteria, like the number of trips for a certain church, or I think that will help guide the process a lot better, especially when they go through the design. They have a lot of the planning commission meetings internally and when they develop the conditions of approval. So when they do that, they staff knows too when to put in that condition that it has to go to traffic commission. Not
yes.
Have it be like a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Commissioner Behar?
We have a copy of the rules in place,
the
policies in place.
Yeah.
You can copy all of us so we can...
Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you.
And then I know I was at the council meeting on Tuesday, and OCTA gave a great presentation on some of the projects and the capital improvement projects, some of the funding projects that they're doing, both in Yorba and around Yorba Linda. I know I was talking to, you know, Jamie about that, and I think it would be great to bring them here to the Traffic Commission and give a presentation, because there was some stuff I didn't know that was actually happening that, you know, does affect, in my opinion, does affect Yorba Linda. So, you know, I was curious to see what all the commissioners' thoughts were on that and see, you know, if that would be a good idea to have OCTA come and if there's any specific projects we would like OCTA to talk about. So I'm not sure if we talk about that now or how we do it, how we discuss that.
I think, yeah, it'd be good to get the feedback so we can go back to OCTA and get their feedback on who they would send for any update.
Just one-on-one, or can we talk about it now? I'm not sure what the policy is for that.
What do you mean by one-on-one?
Well, I don't know if, like, if it needs to be, because I'm not sure if there would be, like, a Brown Act violation for all talking about what we want. Or
you can raise it as a topic. I
yeah.
Mean, for
okay.
For discussion and see how we do.
Okay, yeah. So.
I think, yeah, you can, then you can talk about it now. And
okay.
Yeah.
Open yeah. So I'll open up to any commissioner that wants to.
I'll definitely second that idea to have
okay.
OCTA come. Who was here?
I was
going to
ask, who was here?
From their public outreach team, it was Christina Byrne.
Oh, yeah, Christina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. So she's very good, very good. And, yeah, no, definitely. And I think really kind of, obviously the projects up here, but also OCTA and the Transportation Corridors Agency and Caltrans are all, and Riverside County, they're all working on a lot of things going on in the canyon,
right.
On the 91. So with the 241 northbound, the canyon, things that are going on, I mean, Riverside County's got a lot of stuff going on in Corona, and also even coming over into Orange County. They're building right now, if you notice, they're building a lane westbound.
Yeah.
That's Riverside County's doing that, and that's mostly in Orange County. Is that lane all the way over to the 241 from Green River. So, yeah, I think obviously discussion about that, but maybe also some of their other projects in the general area, because they're also doing a number of projects along the 91 right now that are in the design phase.
Right.
The 55 is going to be starting up, the north end of the 55 from basically up around the 22 north. They're going to be doing some work there. So just for everybody to get a kind of feel for what is going on in the county. So.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We'll issue an invitation. Then.
Huh?
Maybe you can issue them an
yes.
invitation.
Yes, we will do that.
Thank you. And then I know last time we talked about Hidden Hills and how there was vehicle versus bicycle incident. I was wondering if where we were with that, because I know I was looking through the minutes, and I think staff is going to try to bring something back to the commission about that. So because I was talking to a city commissioner that lives in that area, and she did inform me that she talked to Commissioner Behar about this. And I know there is concerns from the residents there about that issue.
Yes, we did look into the collision history. So in addition to the accident back in June, and we also had another one similar to the one in June about 3 years ago. So in the past, you know, typically we look at, you know, collision history, we look back 5 years. So we had two reported accidents involving bicyclists. So we had two in 5 years. And what we're going to do is as you are aware, we are doing this local roadway safety plan. So we have told the consultant to evaluate this, see what we can do. So eventually they'll come back. I think they are going to have a stakeholders meeting pretty quick. So, I think both commissioners, you can voice this concern at the meeting, and the consultant will follow up with that.
Do you know when that meeting is?
I don't think they have set out the date yet. They're just notifying everyone right now.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me see here. And then I know when Jamie and Tony, when you and I talked a couple months ago, I brought up Al Trudy Lane and the telephone poles or the electric poles over there. Do we know what's going to be happening with that? because I'm still have that concern once that project's done. If those poles are still there in the middle of the road, I can see that being a potential, you know, accident. So, and I'm not sure if they're going to be taken down with the other telephone poles on Lakeview, or I don't know what the status is.
I believe they are taken down, but we'll confirm. Okay. Yeah.
I know you said you were going to look into it, and I know it's been a while, so.
No, I thought we looked. Sorry, we didn't
get back to you. No worries. That's okay.
So.
I know you're busy, so. All right, thank you for that. September has been a busy month. I was involved in a lot of community events. Went to the Arbor Days 5K. I'm not sure if any other commissioners went, but that was great. The 5K was awesome. I think they really appreciated the feedback from the Traffic Commission on that. Also went to the 9/11 ceremony at the Nixon Library. That was an amazing ceremony. Great tribute to the victims of 9/11. Also went to the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Saw Commissioner Singh on over at the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Definitely says hi to everyone. And let me see what else. Oh, I was also going to ask for Maple Payne for the new parking signs to be put up. Are we going to do any review of that and how effective that is or no? I'm just kind of curious to see, you know, how well that's going.
Yeah, we will. Typically, we need to give them some time to react to the new new regulations there. And we will go back and do some observations maybe in a month, between 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will that come back to the Traffic Commission?
Yeah, we can do a verbal report on that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure.
And then also, I was talking to a staff member that's over here at the middle school, Yorba Middle School, and apparently there was an accident near the middle school or in front of the middle school where there was a child on a bike that got ran over or got hit by a car. I was wondering if we can get, you know, that report and see if it was anything traffic related or not.
Did you know what day was that?
I do not, unfortunately, but it happened recently. So now I know I was going to suggest the no parking signs, but then I see there's already no parking signs there. So I was just kind of curious about that. And with that, I will conclude that as my comments. If there's nothing else, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do you have a second? Second, thank you. Will the Traffic Commission Secretary please take a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bahura?
Yes.
Commissioner Cugini?
Yes.
Chair Pro Tem Quits?
Yes.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Payakpon?
Yeah.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone have a good night.
Too. Pleasure meeting you.